It's the Mornings with Ed show, 7:03. It is Thursday, and I'm back this morning. I took yesterday off, and I'll explain to you exactly why. In the course of the last couple of months, in the course of the last 60 to 70 days, let's say, I've been on this every day. I've been the foremost subject of our news has been the coronavirus. And in the last 30 days, it's become a national case. It's become certainly a state and local case as well in only the last 30 days. I've been worried about it for 60, okay? And again, it's the germaphobe in me. And within the last couple of weeks, I have been trying to balance that thing that I do, which is tell truth. And as a comedian, you make observations and you tell truth about the observations, and sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's not. But as a morning radio host who normally, on any other occasion, if it were not for COVID-19, the morning radio show would be a lot of fun, and it'd be a lot of great music and some hijinks and little jokey things. I hadn't been able to do that. And certainly not a lot in the last 60 days, and certainly not a lot in the last 30 days. And we're going to go over some numbers from the very beginning of March. March numbers just came out last night. And we're going to go over the March numbers of COVID-19. And I'm going to go back to my point about why I took yesterday off. Monday of last week, I had decided, well, I've got to be a little more inspirational. I've got to be a little more of that morning guy. I've got to kind of mix the two. And how do I balance the horrible numbers that we're seeing every day and the horrible stories of the lack of equipment and the lack of masks and the lack of healthcare workers themselves? How do I balance that against trying to hold an inspirational, if you will, and funny, regular type of morning show? I tried the balance. I tried the balance, and quite frankly, by the weekend, and I come in on Saturdays and sometimes a Sunday as well to do some stuff here, but quite frankly, by the weekend, I was exhausted. I was emotionally drained. I was physically absolutely just done. And part of that was constantly having to remind my friends, my listeners, my neighbors, my close friends, stay the hell inside. Why are you jogging? Why are you bike? Stay inside. Why is this car wash? It had just taken its toll on me. So that by the time I woke up on Tuesday morning, I was done. I was absolutely exhausted. All I wanted to do was yell at you and go home and sleep. And that's what I did. So I yelled at you on Tuesday, and I went home and I slept all day Tuesday and all day yesterday. And I feel fantastic now. I feel absolutely, I'm back. And I've decided I can't do both. And I won't do both. I will not sacrifice truth for fake inspiration. I won't sacrifice the truth and details of what's actually happening for the sake of having a jolly good time here in the morning. I can't do that. So what we'll do, and this is an agreement now between you and I, what we're going to do is I'm going to give you numbers. I'm going to give you facts as they come in and as they are. And then, yes, I can do good music, but I'm not going to be the inspirational guy for you. I can't be that guy. Because right now, facts are what matter. And the truth is not very inspirational right now. Worldwide, we're almost up at 1 million cases of coronavirus with 48,300 dead. Here in the United States, the number is 216,700 cases of coronavirus. 5,100 Americans are dead. And when you see the scope of how the numbers went up, when I explain the scope of how those numbers went up, it's astonishing. Here in Orange County, we have 606 cases of coronavirus with 10 deaths, ranging in age from as young as 30 to 75 years old. And they include a healthcare worker and a law enforcement officer. Here in Laguna Beach, we have 25 cases of coronavirus, one of which is our very own city manager, John Pitig, who tested positive for COVID-19. It can strike anyone, any single one of us. And the fact that it's got City Manager John Pietig makes me wonder how many other city council members may have breathed in the same air that he did. Because as I've been explaining for several weeks now, the virus lives in the air for several hours. And if you think you're just going to go jogging and you're not going to breathe in someone who jogged earlier, you're not going to breathe in their breath, someone who jogged earlier, 3 hours earlier, you're mistaken. Okay? So aside from those numbers, this morning, just minutes ago, there have now been, this week alone, 6.6 million jobless claims here in the United States, bringing the total in the last 2 weeks to 10 million total jobless claims. We'll go over those numbers as well. There's a log entry that I'm going to read from a little bit later on in the program. And that log entry is from Mark Groff. Mark Groff was the EMT supervisor for both Orange and LA County that was on the program. It's something you have to hear. It's something you have to hear from someone on the front lines. It's one of his log entries, and I'll go over that a little bit later on. The number here is 949-715-5936. 949-715-KXFM. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, and yes, I'm here all day. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, we've got the mayor, Bob Whalen. He's going to call in, and we've got a lot of things to discuss with the mayor today, not least of which is whether or not he's going to be tested. Since John Pietig tested positive, they sit in the same council chamber a lot of the time, and certainly a couple or several weeks ago were together in the council chamber. And if not, then I think they may have even been together this past Tuesday when all kind of hell broke loose, and we'll talk about that as well. If you listen to the city council meeting on Tuesday night, you may have heard and seen some stuff that you didn't think you were going to. We'll talk about that and ways to improve how we get our city council meetings over the coming months. It's the Mornings with Ed show, and I'm glad to be back. I'm glad I took the day off yesterday. I am loaded for bear and energetic, so you just get ready, all right? It's 7:10, and don't hesitate to use that phone, 949-715-5936.